From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your comments. In honor of the President and First Lady's trip to Europe this week, we heard yesterday about the sticky wicket of gift-giving between heads of state. In our story, we said that the King of Bulgaria gave a Bulgarian sheepdog to President George W. Bush. Well, Maria Todorova of Watertown, Massachusetts, writes this. I want to clarify that Bulgaria has not had a king since the end of World War II, so the dog gift could not have been from the King of Bulgaria. Indeed, it wasn't. It turns out it was from the President of Bulgaria and his wife. The Bushes did not ultimately keep the two-month-old pooch. It ended up with a family in Maryland. And by the way, Bulgaria's president also gave President Bush a Bulgarian edition of the 2002 book The Leadership Genius of George W. Bush.
Also, a story about a stolen car, Facebook, and espadrilles in this week's All Tech segment had many listeners buzzing. Blogger Jennifer Sharp mourned her stolen 2004 Toyota Matrix on Facebook.
Our last moments together, parked, singing along to Black Coffee in Bed. And when it was actually being stolen, I was probably sipping a cappuccino and thinking about espadrilles.
Sharp's Facebook friends began chiming in with kind words, advice, and random shoe musings. But not everyone enjoyed that story, including Diana Ekstrom of Nampa, Idaho. She writes, ironically, while sitting at work wearing espadrilles, I was listening to the previous day's All Things Considered online when this story began to play. Now, I know the show is called All Things Considered, but really?
And Eric Spears of Hanover, New Hampshire added this, I'm sorry about your stolen car and whatevers, but I feel like I was just subjected to force friending by Ms. Sharp. Isn't that a crime? We'll ask our legal department, Mr. Spears.
I'd like to know what they come up with. Well, in the meantime, please keep your letters coming to us. You can write to us by visiting npr.org and just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.